This is
the
CPR
British government
news.
Is ordering
May Ortega in for Joanne Allen. Colorado has pushed back the deadline for state income tax payments to July 15th. That resembles a federal delay announced earlier this week. But Governor Jared Polis says the state's efforts go further. It does not place caps on how much tax can be deferred, and the delay also applies to filers with estimated payments due for 2020. It's unclear how this will affect the state's ability to pay its own bills. Polis has also asked local governments to take similar measures for property and sales taxes. Governor Polis says he will soon take steps to try to prevent foreclosures, evictions, and debt collection actions while so many people are out of work because of the new coronavirus.
We can't ask people to stay at home to stop the spread of coronavirus if we are not giving them the tools they need to be able to keep their home, whether they're renting or whether they have mortgage payments.
Polis has also encouraged private companies and local governments to follow the state's lead. He's asked banks to defer consumer loans for 90 days and landlords to avoid evicting tenants or penalizing those who can't make rent. Polis has also formed an Emergency Economic Response Council to focus on how the state can recover once the risk from coronavirus has declined. Former Denver Mayor Federico Peña will chair the commission. Polis says the goal is to put the state in the best position possible to bounce back after this unprecedented slowdown. Officials at Denver International Airport made their final payment to a contractor it split with over delayed renovations to the main terminal building. DIA ended their contract with Great Hall Partners last year over cost overruns and other disagreements. The last payment made this week means the airport has reimbursed the contractor more than $180 million, less than the nearly $300 million Great Hall wanted. A new contractor recently resumed construction on the terminal. It is 29 in Colorado Springs, partly cloudy tonight, but snow showers are likely Saturday during the day going into the evening, but it'll make way for a mostly sunny Sunday with a high of 54. In Grand Junction, 46 with scattered showers expected and snow over the weekend. You're listening to CPR News.